This is the kind of rain Southeast Asia only sees once in a generation. And two climate forces have collided to make it even worse. In just the past few weeks, southern Thailand has seen entire towns go underwater. Central Vietnam was hit with 1.7 metres of rain in a single day. And the Philippines? Slammed by back-to-back super typhoons that have forced more than 1.5 million people to flee. So, what's going on? It comes down to two major climate systems aligning at the same time, something that rarely happens. First, La Niña. It cools the central Pacific and pushes heat west, strengthening monsoon rains across Southeast Asia. Second, a negative Indian Ocean dipole. That's when warmer than usual waters near Indonesia pull in moisture like a giant magnet. The result of this overlap, supercharged rainfall, turning an already bad season into a full-blown disaster. But this isn't just a freak event. Because the oceans are warming, the atmosphere is too. And since warmer air holds more moisture, it's like adding a bigger sponge above us. That means storms drop more water when they hit. Climate scientists say Asia is heating up twice as fast as the global average. So what used to be once in a century floods are now showing up every few years. With La Niña expected to stick around into 2026, this risk isn't going away. The worrying part? The ground's already saturated, so even normal rain can now trigger landslides or fresh floods. Governments across the region are scrambling to adapt, upgrading drains, building coastal defences, improving forecasting. But scientists warn the impacts are rising faster than our capacity to adapt. It's a preview of the new normal, and Southeast Asia is right on the front line.